Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with the news of a few Broadway shows closing prematurely, both of which have been predicted. First, since Barry Manilow's Harmony, so many years in gestation, well-meaning, and of course timely with its anti-Semitism theme. And now we learn that How to Dance in Ohio, also a brave but ultimately misguided attempt, is closing shortly as well. That one deals with and starred a cast of autistic people. All that is tempered with occasionally positive news of shows being extended. Well, at least one. Yes, Prayer for the French Republic just earned another 2 weeks. A long drama about anti-Semitism, which I reviewed here. That's now up till March 3rd. As for what's coming, we know about Cabaret with Eddie Redmayne and about a very inventive Sunset Boulevard, both making their way to Broadway from big runs on the West End. And now I'm excited that Patriots will also be opening here in April for 12 weeks. Now that one has been a hit in London and is written by Peter Morgan, the man behind all those Crown episodes. Remember Beaches, that treacly movie about a female friendship? Well, stay tuned regarding a stage version. The Notebook, based on another rather soppy film, is also en route, and that one does open in March. Staying on the female theme for a moment, Suffs, an original musical about women finally getting the vote, will begin performances at the Music Box on March 26 on Broadway. Suffs started off, and then now is going to Broadway, as is Days of Wine and Roses, and another one now announced that's making that often risky move. That would be Stereophonic, a behind-the-recording studio drama about a Fleetwood Mac-type group. It earned very good reviews, including my own, but I'd say this one may need a famous name or two to help sell tickets on the big stage, but who knows. A jukebox show featuring the songs of a big name, Huey Lewis, is coming in the spring, as is the transfer of Alicia Keys' Hell's Kitchen. That one's from the Public. And The Who's Tommy is coming in March after a successful run in Chicago. And then there is Water for Elephants, opening late February, based on a popular book. This one is being billed as a family-type spectacle. Sounds suspiciously like Life of Pi, which did not have a successful run. And then there is the latest take on The Great Gatsby, which is scheduled to open April 25th at the Broadway Theater. Now, this production recently played at the Paper Mill Playhouse and stars Jeremy Jordan. And there's never been even a good Gatsby adaptation, as far as I know, but fingers crossed. My last week consisted of seeing two off-Broadway productions. The first is just opening at 59 East 59th. It's called The Greatest Hits Down Route 66. Written by Michael Aguirre and directed by Sarah Norris, this almost two-hour dramatic musical follows a family of four on a road trip at the end of the 20th century. The music comes out of Carl Sandburg's 1920s American Song Bag. Yes, I had never heard of it either, but you will recognize quite a few of the folk songs. There's even some history here. I'm not sure I knew that Mother Jones helped shape labor unions. And there's some nice lines. Only the verses remain. Ultimately, I liked the family dynamics of a squabbling clan and even felt somewhat moved by the nostalgia. And then I caught Make Me Gorgeous at Playhouse 46 off-Broadway. Now, this is a new one-character play based on the true story of LGBTQ trailblazer Kenneth Marlowe. I did not know about him, but Marlowe took on many roles in life. Private hairdresser to the stars, the madam of a gay prostitution ring, an author, a female impersonator, a harrowing experience as a private in the U.S. Army, a Christian missionary, a mortuary cosmetologist. Have you heard enough? Finally, spoiler here, Marlowe became a woman, transitioning to become Kate Marlowe. All right, it's not my favorite subject, to be honest, but I looked around, you know, at the mostly older audience, and they were laughing all the way through, thoroughly enjoying the often interactive banter from the storyteller. So I relaxed and I found myself going with the flow. Knowing it all really happened really matters. Make Me Gorgeous has been extended at its tiny venue. Finally, this is generally the slowest month for New York theater. This frigid weather is not helping. Even shows that seemed secure, such as Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond story, are now airing commercials, I notice. Well, this is a two-for-one period until February 4th, meaning financial deals are worth checking out. So it might be time to show up at the box office lines for Hamilton, Wicked, or Lion King. So bundle up, and I hope to see you in one of those lines.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.